Hello everyone, welcome back. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with me today. This is EMT. The name of the show is Crop Factor on podcast services, so thank you once again for taking the time. I just feel like I should just check in a little bit. I'm recording out of my vehicle right now. I'm in my car right now, and I'm sitting in this sweet California traffic. I'm recording this on Tuesday the 13th, and I'm miserable right now. I was done a recording, a couple songs for my band of the Mirage Theory. Go ahead and check them out. We have some music coming up, and we were recording some audio tracks and some extra things for it. So I went to John's house, which is our keyboardist. He's our producer. And recorded everything, and it sounds really nasty good, which I'm super excited for. And now I'm on my way going home to go have dinner with my wife. And for the past couple of weeks, since the previous episodes and since I started the podcast and my YouTube channel, things have been ridiculously amazing. We broke 1,000 subscribers, and then we broke 2,000 subscribers in about a month, which originally it took me about a year to get to. So that was unbelievable. And right now, if I'm not mistaken, we're sitting a little bit past the 2,500 or 2,600 subs on my YouTube channel. And I've never thought that I was going to have, you know, as much of an audience in this regard, in my passion point of making videos and content. And, yeah, I just wanted to check in and talk about that because that's pretty amazing. My YouTube channel has been something that I've always wanted to do since I was very, very young. I always did YouTube videos with friends and stuff like that, and then my friends went on and started doing, you know, viral videos and all that fun stuff. And I got married and I got caught up in life and never quite pursued it the same way that I'm doing it right now. I feel I'm getting a little bit older. I feel a little bit more capable in technology right now. It's just ridiculous, right? So I'm able to do most of my filming with my phone. I'm currently using an iPhone 10, but pretty much any smartphone nowadays is super good, super crazy 4K good. So yeah, I've been filming a couple videos. I have two videos in the pipeline right now. One of them is a DJI Osmo Mobile versus Smooth Q versus the Smooth Mobile. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the Smooth Mobile. That's actually going to be the title of this video. Extra thoughts about the Smooth Mobile because I've had it for a couple weeks. And it's interesting because this company is relatively new for what I've seen. They had a Kickstarter for an original Smooth two-axis stabilizer, which they also send me, so I have a video for that too, in that pipe. But the Smooth Mobile, it's super good. It's very surprising to me that it's not as big of a deal on the internet right now. But it is, for what I understand, it's made by Fiutech, because it says Fiutech on the back, but the packaging and everything, it's all a Smooth Mobile. But the biggest thing about the Smooth Mobile is its ability to extend, kind of like a selfie stick, which at the beginning I was like, what, a selfie stick, okay. But yes, I'm in my car right now, actually. You can hear that I'm switching lanes. But one of my favorite things about it in the fact that it has that that ability to extend is the ability for you to pull different angles and different moves on the spot without having extra gear like a monopod or a pole or something like that. So this thing extends probably about an extra foot, you know, like a selfie stick would. But on top of that, you can create some really nice crane shots if you're doing skateboarding videos or you're trying to film videos of your children and they're, you know, very young and not, they're not that tall. That helps a lot because you don't have to crouch. You don't have to, you know, kind of like bend around and put your back at risk like I typically do while filming with the other stabilizers. So that was one major, major feature that I think it's super underrated right now. I have a video right now currently called 5 Reasons Why I Like This Move Mobile. And I'm going to continue to be doing some of my tips videos on this Move Mobile. Granted, all these tip videos are going to be able to get that execution no matter what gimbal you have. If you have the Smooth Mobile or the Smooth Q or the DJI Osmo Mobile 2, you'll be able to capitalize on these three tips that I'm thinking of and you know, all the ones that people are suggesting right now on the internet on my YouTube channel. So if you happen to be listening to this and you have any suggestions, either during or after the fact that I've released a couple of videos, don't hesitate to reach out via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vero, or YouTube itself on the comment section. I'm constantly learning, evolving, trying to acquire new gimbals and see how further we can push this whole smartphone filming game, right? I'm not the only one. There's a lot of really good resources out there on the internet, and I only aspire to learn or be a resource for everyone. But yeah, some of the suggestions that I've been receiving are being like, oh wow, like I never really even thought about that. So that's one of my favorite things about this new venture that I'm in doing YouTube videos, because I get to meet a lot of people and get a bunch of new perspective. The other thing that I'm currently working on is trying to figure out a really good and practical way to have better audio for the DJI Osmo Mobile 2 or Smooth Q in particular. I've been playing around with a couple different prototypes and DIY solutions, but it's just not practical yet. I thought the Bluetooth microphone feature that Filmic Pro had was going to be a step in that direction, and it kind of is, but it's not, the quality's not there, and the execution's not 100% there. So I'm trying to play a little bit with some of the regular microphones that you would plug into your mobile device with a shark mount and stuff like that. So expect that in a couple of weeks, and then I'm also doing extra tip videos on how to do things without a stabilizer, right? So we've been covering a lot. DJI Osmo Mobile, Smooth Q, Smooth Mobile, which is fantastic, and the regular Smooth, which is dropping soon. But I also want to be able to record and take pictures on the fly on situations where I don't have a DJI Osmo. What are the best things that I can do and implement to make sure that I'm taking the best pictures and the best videos as possible, right? So I'm definitely going to be working on some of those things in the coming days. But going back to the Smooth Mobile, it is one of my favorite gimbals right now. I have currently with me on my bag right now the DJI Osmo Mobile 2 and the Smooth for that exact reason. Another thing that I like about the Smooth Mobile is the fact that you can do motion time lapses, and you can go from point A to point B, but you can do kind of like a free drawing manual thing, right? So you can go from point A, just rotate the gimbal up and then down and then to the right, and then it will follow those movements while it's either doing the time lapse. But I discovered that you can do this while it's recording regular video, so it's kind of cool that you don't have to use active tracking. It can actually pan from left to right if you need to do just a regular panning video or something that's not a time lapse. That's an extra perk that I discovered the other day just toying with it, and you know, it's one of those things that I don't know why this gimbal hasn't been marketed a little bit heavier, but it is very good. It's very impressive. It's in the $139 price range, if I'm not mistaken, $139, $149. So definitely one of those things that, no, actually, I think it's $159. $139 is the Smooth 4, which is coming out soon, and I'm also stoked for that, but I'll leave that to another episode because that by itself is another whole piece of gimbal. That does something that I've never seen before. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and end the quick checkup podcast that I just dropped here because I'm about to go to my exit and hopefully go home and take my wife to dinner, pick her up and go to dinner. We're thinking of getting some tacos and some margaritas, some well-deserved margaritas right in the middle of the week, hopefully, ready for hump day. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out. If you have any questions, suggestions, or you just want to hang, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Vero. I've been posting a lot of the same content on all social media platforms. That way, no stone is left unturned. I hope you all have a fantastic day with your friends and family. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.